Well, it's merely about getting a return on our investment. And as you well know, if any child comes to Florida from kindergarten to 12th grade, they are required to be educated in our school systems. And that costs about an average of about $7,000 per year. So they make A's and they make B's. They play on the football team, the basketball team, the baseball team, the choir, the band. And they do good grades and they apply to college. And because of whatever reason, their parents didn't get them matriculated through our immigration system, they're not citizens. So they get charged out of state tuition. I just think that's unfair that we invest, from first grade to 12th grade, paying them $7,000 a year to educate them, that we can't get the return on investment. So all this bill would do is for those students who've been in public education from at least 10th grade on and who want to apply to college, that we ought to let them receive in-state tuition. Because if a person came from New York and moved to Florida for 60 days or 6 months, I believe, then they would be qualified for in-state tuition, and they hadn't even been, we hadn't invested anything in them.
Now, Senators, I'm sure you're no, you know, Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry recently came under heat from his fellow Republicans for praising a law in Texas that's very similar to the bill that you're proposing. And it seems as if at this time, many of your Republican colleagues, and of course they control both the State House and the Senate, seem to be going the other direction. Do you think that your bill has much of a chance?
Well, you've been awake for the last 2 months, Well, I think you got a very legitimate point there. Of course, my colleagues in the House and Senate are Republicans, and that's a big issue for their party right now. And it's probably gonna be an uphill battle. But it took me 6 years to get the baggy pants bill passed. It took me a good number of other years to get some other bills that we wanted passed. So I'm here for the long haul, and I'm hoping that at least we'll get the discussion going, and they'll understand that it's a matter of getting a return on our investment.
Your district, and we all know from the demographic data that came out in the census, there's a large booming Hispanic population in your district now. Will we be seeing more bills coming from you that specifically are targeted toward the interests of that particular demographic group?
What you're gonna see from me, if you look from my history, that I've run on a platform of making sure our senior citizens got taken care of, and our children and the working class people. So all I do are bills. If you look at my record, bills that deal with those three issues. This bill about tuition, you have Haitians in South Florida, Haitians in West Palm Beach, and Haitians in Orlando, and Haitians here in Tallahassee that would qualify because they're in-state residents. I mean, they go to school and they matriculate and they want to go to college and they want to pay in-state tuition. So it's just not the Hispanics that are in my district. It's all of the kids in the state of Florida that my legislation applies to, just like the Haitians down in South Florida, the San Domingans, or whoever else. It's about making sure that we get the return on our investment, and that's the $7,000.